The tech industry's premier annual gathering, CES, kicks off this week with no women leading the keynote sessions and no code of conduct that might prevent incidents of sexual harassment. CES has attracted criticism for not making itself more welcoming to women, even as the issue of sexual harassment and assault has grabbed headlines in the last couple of months. The stakes are high for the technology industry, rocked in the past year by a sexual harassment scandal at Uber and misconduct by some prominent Silicon Valley investors. CES organizers say they made a push to make the event more diverse after executives at Twitter and other tech companies criticized them for speaker lineup dominated by white men.
The event also comes under particular criticism for the so-called booth babes, high-heeled female models who are used to show off the latest gadgets, and for not following other trade shows by coming up with a code of conduct to prevent female attendees from being the subject of unwanted sexual advances on or off the trade floor. Organizers at other tech gatherings have increased security, trained staff, as well as mandated badges be worn at all times so that attendees can quickly identify a harasser. Some 200,000 people are expected to attend this year's event.